From Paradise to Pawpaw to Perry, this is the Michigan Talk Network.
Excitable boy, they all said. And it fit the assurance, making the dark.
And, just in time for the new year, in case you missed it, Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren announcing the launching of an exploratory committee in a run for president. So there you go. And the left will go farther left. It'll be extreme left. Trust me. People in places like Michigan, where I live, or Nevada, where Megan Barth lives, I don't know. I think that they will be, for the most part, irrelevant. And with California moving their primary to March 3rd, will anybody go to Iowa? Will anybody go to New Hampshire? Or will they all spend all of the time, effort, and resources on trying to win in California? That's my guess, Megan. That's a big change. And again, it's California trying to impose its will on everybody else. It's weak will. It's huge deficits. It's sanctuary state status. All of it wants to be imposed on the rest of the country. That's why they moved it to March the 3rd.
Oh, absolutely. And California is a totalitarian uniparty. That's all it is. You have Hispanic Kevin De Leon, for example, who was raised up through Mecha, which is a Hispanic Marxist group running the show there in California. Now you have Gavin Newsom coming in that left San Francisco behind, leaving poop maps for everybody to pick up as they try to walk around the Tenderloin in San Francisco.
Right.
You need a hazmat suit when you visit San Francisco now. This is the type of progressive utopia that the Democrats are promising the rest of the country. And by God, they're going to usher in this progressive utopia through force and through fraud and through fiat. When you look at California, and I lived there for 20 years, I saw every year that ticked by, the potholes get bigger on the 405 that were supposed to be taken care of, and the welfare state grow. And so that's really what happens in these progressive utopias. The welfare state pretty much swallows up the makers. We've got more takers now than makers in California, and that's just a blueprint that the Democrats want to duplicate throughout every state in the union.
Terribly, terribly sad, Megan. So as you look towards 2019, you know what's coming by the end of the week. The Democrats will be in charge of the House, which will mean endless investigations. I think it's a perilous road for them to go, politically speaking, because it does not pay well. Because Americans will see that it's not fair at some point. It's not being conducted in a fair manner. The news media will pile on, and Don Lemon and all the robots at CNN and then Rachel, of course, will lead the minions at MSNBC. It'll be just one big parade of nonsense. Good for ratings, I suppose. But in the end, I don't know if it's good politically. I'll give you the last word on that and what your thoughts are for 2019.
Well, I would just say, buckle up, Buttercup, because it's going to get sticky and bumpy. As you said, it's going to be 50-plus investigations into every aspect of Trump's life because they want to impeach him. Nancy Pelosi will be the leader of the Democrat Party, so we have to listen to her stuttering and stammering her way through the next couple years. But the Republicans better get smart, and they better start following the lead of Trump, and they better start pushing back and fighting back. I asked Santa some brains for the Democrats and some cojones for the Republicans, so we'll
there
see
you
if
go.
They got them.
Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com. You can find out more, ReaganBabe.com. Glad to have you as always. Have a wonderful New Year's Eve, and we will talk soon.
Happy New Year.
There you have it. And we're going to wrap out 2018 with a little Twitter burst from the president. A Twitter burst from the president starting about less than an hour ago. An all-concrete wall was never abandoned, as has been reported by the media. Some areas will be all-concrete, but the experts at Border Patrol prefer a wall that is see-through, thereby making it possible to see what is happening on both sides. Makes sense to me. Then he followed that with, if anybody but Donald Trump did what I did in Syria, which was an ISIS-loaded mess when I became president, they'd be a national hero. ISIS is mostly gone. We're slowly sending our troops back home to be with their families while at the same time fighting the ISIS remnants. I campaigned on getting out of Syria and other places. Now when I start getting out, the fake news media or some failed generals who were unable to do the job before I arrived like to complain about me and my tactics, which are working, just doing what I said I was going to do. except the results are far better than I ever said they were going to be. I campaigned against the never-ending wars, remember. It's true he did. And it's true that when America goes somewhere, we never leave. It seems we go somewhere for a military operation of some sort, and we're there forever. And so I don't disagree with the idea of getting us out of Syria or Afghanistan or Iraq. What have we really accomplished? We've accomplished spending $5 trillion. $5 trillion we've spent. Maybe more by now. But have we created more stability in the Middle East? No, not really. No, we haven't. No, we haven't. Let's see here. Here's a new one. I campaign on border security, which you cannot have without a strong and powerful wall. Our southern border has long been a, quote, open wound, end quote, where drugs, criminals, including human traffickers, and illegals would pour into our country. Dems should get back here and fix now. The government shutdown continues day 9. The president did promise to get out of Syria and Afghanistan and Iraq and say, bring the troops home. Get out of these never-ending wars, which are a financial disaster. Plus, it leaves countless men and women wounded, both emotionally and physically. It's time to look at how we conduct our military operations, maybe in a new way, through a new light. Is the Middle East more stable than it was before? The answer, clearly not. Clearly not. A lot of famous people passed away in 2018, among them George H.W. Bush and the former First Lady, Barbara Bush. But I want to talk about one hero that passed away here just recently, at the end of the year. If you missed it, we're going to talk about it straight ahead. And by the way, we've got the winner for the Wolverine Water Giveaway, $4,000 system. We're going to give that person a call here in just a moment, and you'll be party to it. Coming down to the end of the last program for 2018, good to have you here. It's the Steve Gruber Show. You can follow us at stevegruber.com on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Sit tight. Some final thoughts after this.
And now a message from Salt and Light Global and its Justice Center. Freedom is never free. Fighting tyranny everywhere, the Great Lakes Justice Center speaks truth for the persecuted and most vulnerable. Please consider donating generously to Salt and Light Global and our Justice Center. We need your support. To donate, go right now to greatlakesjc.org. That's greatlakesjc.org. greatlakesjc.org.
Do you know what a concussion looks like? Did you know that 9 times out of 10, a concussion doesn't knock someone out? The signs and symptoms of a concussion sometimes don't manifest themselves until after the game. So learn what to look for. Visit the MHSA website and click on Education for more information. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics.